Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 12th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the impasse between the government and the villagers in the Tokwe Mukosi area.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, our Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Magale dugunogo ari kuto tishunguruza zvekuti pataka bvangu tokwe mukosi dzine ina na MP variko vari kutaurira kuti patikusvika pa camp tichazobvapo tapiwa mari dzecompensation. Saka iye pari zvino vari kutipfosekedza kuti endai kumunda musina kupiwa mari dzecompensation.
The latest so far is that we have finished tagging the permanent residential stands for all the Tokwe Mukosi flood victims. That arrangement now informs everyone to move out of the transit camp because it is no longer necessary to be in the camp. Yeah, there were some misguided people who wanted to mislead people to believe that government will not compensate them or will not assist them get secure accommodation, but we have since realized this were a few individuals who did not want to be part of the permanent settlement but preferred to go to town and stay there.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the displaced Tokwe Mukosi flood victims.
The crisis at Tokwe Mukosi is worsening by the day as the impasse between the government and displaced villagers over compensation continues. The villagers were displaced from the Tokwe Mukosi area in February, where a $200 million dam is under construction.
Despite the conflict between the villagers and the government, the dam, when complete, is expected to be an economic boom for Mashingo in particular and Zimbabwe in general.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also phone us on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs, nasi tinotinge tichitarisa nezvevanhu vakawirwa nedambudziko remafashamu emvura kuTokwe Mukosi. Vanhu vanga vari munzvimbo yeTokwe Mukosi vachizobviswa nehurumende vachiendeswa kunonzi kuChingwizi. Iko zvino vakuda kubviswa iko kuChingwizi pedyo nenwanenzi vachiendeswa kunwanenzi ranch. Uko kunonzi kune minda dzavanofanira kunge vachipiwa, asi vanhu vari kutsika madziro vachiti minda dzacho dzavari kupiwa ndima yacho idiki pane zvavarida kuita, uye vari kutiwo hurumende inofanira kutanga yavapa inotanga kufanira kunge yavapa mari dzemuripo yekuvaka dzimba. Izvo ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo kuti kana pauri kugara iwewo pachida kuitwa chimwe chinhu nehurumende, hurumende inokupa mari yatingati compensation kuti ukwanise kuti uende kune imwe nzvimbo unogarapo. Ndo zvapa kuti paite dambudziko. Pakutyirwa kuti nenyaya yekushaya mvura yakakwana uye chikafu, vanhu vanogona kupedzisira vobatwa nezvirwere zvakasiyana-siyana.
Kunjalo ke Blessing, njengoba uri kufaka kuhleke indaba yetu yanamhlanje lapho sikhangela khona ngokuti kambe kwenzakalani kwabantu labana abasecamp yenalana okuthiwa yiChingwizi. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwakule zulu lesikhukhula elachaya khona ngale ke ngonhlolanja singathi ngoFebruary khonapho. Abantu laba bekumeti ngabasuswa Blessing njengoba sitsho baye enwanetsi lapho kumele behlale khona, kodwa badinga imali, bathi asoze sisuke sesinikwe imali. I-constitution yaZimbabwe kumbe ngithi isisekelo esitsha sombuso welizwe sithi nxa umuntu esuswa kumbe siya kwenye indawo kumele eqale alungiselwe kuhle ukuze adagudumale phela akumelanga ukuthi umuntu apho ukuthi waphule kuhle sehambile kube sokuthiwa sokuphelile hayi kumele alungiselwe so ke zulu kandaba sicela ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje inombolo ye ithi 001-202-619-2077 ka-7-4-2
And I think we have our guests lined up. First, we have Reverend Edson Dube of the Pentecostal Assemblies of Zimbabwe, who is the former chairman of the Cholocho Agenda. Reverend Dube, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. Thank you so much. And we also have from the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights, the chairperson, Dr. Rotendo Bonde. Dr. Bonde, good evening.
Good evening to you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think we also have our third guest, Gibbs, Mr. Zivanai Muzorodzi of the COTRAD, Mashingo-based non-governmental organization. Mr. Muzorodzi, good evening. Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start.
We'll start with you, Mr. Muzorodzi. So tell us, give us an update of what is happening in Mashingo right now when we talk about Mukosi, talk of Mukosi displacements.
Talk of Mukosi, what is important for the Zimbabweans to understand is that the situation is not good for the people. Mm-hmm. The situation is deteriorating day by day. Whereby we have 20,000 people accommodated at the same place, they are the shelter they are using at plastic papers, and some are being some shelters are being complimented by and from Red Cross. So I think from what I have said, the Constitution of Zimbabwe clearly stipulates that every human being is entitled to decent shelter, food, clothing, and water. What is happening at Chingwizi is contrary to what the Constitution says. We are saying at Chingwizi there is no clean water at Chingwizi. Mm-hmm. There is no adequate food for the 20,000 people. And we are saying these people need their children to go to school. There is no school at Chingwizi. There is no hospital at Chingwizi. No proper water system, no sanitation, and you know the situation, as I speak, is in an uncontrollable mood.
Mm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Now we come to you, Mr. Dube. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, sir.
Now, Mr. Dube, a similar situation may be taking place in Cholocho. Give us an update. What is going on there in terms of villagers who are actually displaced?
The villagers are still outside because there is no shelter. They're still under the tents. There is a need of shelter. There is a need of food. Well, the filth was swept away by the floods. So there is a chaos down there at Karia Dam. Those people, they are suffering because they need everything, because the organization was assisting them. They were assisting with some of the food. The food, you know, that you eat food today, tomorrow, you finish that food, but you are still live outside of the house. If you don't have a shelter, you are still living with your kids under the tent. So the situation is very, 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 very bad down there.
Thank you so much. Let's bring in Dr. Bonde. Dr. Bonde, what is your take on what is happening in Cholocho and also in Mashingo?
I think that from the two accounts, we have an ongoing humanitarian crisis in country. Initially, when the flooding took place in the Tokomukosi, there was a lot of support which was given to the country mm-hmm. by various partners. But, you know, of course, when the house is burning, you know, many people come to put out the fire. But afterwards, it's your responsibility to really build your own structure. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where our, the state mechanisms and the civil protection units have really fallen short, because, you know, it's now up to us as Zimbabweans to mm-hmm. put long-lasting solutions now, to put permanent solutions, to move the people out of the Chingizi camp into at least the three-hectare plots which they are looking for mm-hmm. forward to, and really compensate those people who are internally displaced, and to make sure that the immediate needs are taken care of. Emergencies, everyone comes to help you, but long-lasting solutions are the responsibility of the duty bearers. Mm. And the duty bearers, you know, need to step up to the plate now and really show that there is respect for the new constitution that we have, and that, you know, those are the national aspirations, mm-hmm. and that people take it seriously, the right to water, the right to food, the right to shelter, you know, the right to education, all those things are not just going to remain on a piece of paper, but that those things will compel, you know, our leaders to mobilize resources and funds to make sure that, you know, citizens who are really in need find the social protection which they require in times of crisis.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bonde. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the humanitarian crisis in Tokwe Mkosi, but of course we also make reference to another humanitarian crisis unfolding in Cholocho. Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha ke blessings lo mnumzana u Steven osecingweni u South Africa. Eh, baba Steven, ungawutshona njani?
Right, man.
Yeah, kunjani lapha khona konako?
Yeah, ku right.
Ye, anti votile isandla lokho esile inkilana eyipepulu.
Okay.
Ye, isandla lokho siyipepulu phela ngokuvota.
Ya, mina ngivotile la.
Ye, aboneke. Akutsho ukuthi ungathini njengoba lamhla sikhuluma ngodaba lokuthi eTokwe Mkhosi kunganabantu vele abangasuki labahlala khona enkambeni. Bese kuya njalo leCholocho kuyafana na futhi njalo. Abantu bathwele nzima, bahlala egcikeni. Ungathini ngalokho?
Mina ngifuna ukukhuluma ngabantu beCholocho, uyabona.
Ye, cha, kuzwele baba.
Ngoba wayekukhuluma ngemasingo, always amasingo. Kanti why ilingela ngalilingafaki i-life talk yeCholocho ukuthi. Ngoba uyabona ukuthi kukwenza ungathi abantu besemasingo yibo baqakathekileyo kakhulu kuhlula abanye abantu bokuthi phela mina ngisuke eLixand eChikombezi, ngiwele ngenzi nami phela. Kusho ukuthi always kuzoba kukhulunywa ngendaba yemasingo. Masingo ngoba kusho ukuthi abanye abantu kunabanye baqakathekileyo kakhulu ukuhlula abanye, wabona. So kufanele ukuthi thina sometimes yenze ukuthi kukhulunywe lingazokhuluma ngoba bengingazi ukuthi le kunamashona kakhulu elixendi le emasingo, yabona.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, siyakuzwa sibelokukhuluma. Ye, qhubeka.
Ya, kuyikho lokho ngibe ngisho ukuthi ngikukhulume ukuthi kungazokhulunywa ngabanye abantu, ngoba laba abanye ungathi bona yiwo abantu ukudlula abanye, yabona.
Yeah. So kodwa ubona ngazani udaba lokumele lulungiswe njani? Eh, baba Steven.
Lifanele ukuthi lilungiswe ukuthi abantu lingakhulumeli eside nje ehwani. Mina ngizabuyelela lapho ukuthi lingayi mina abantu behwani nje. Kufanele ukuthi libambele ukuthi kwazakale ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke bamba khona apho ucingo, blessing, you know. What Mr. Steven is saying is we're always focusing on Tokwe Mkhosi and now it seems as if, you know, some other people are not important, especially those people in Cholocho. So he's really complaining. So I'll take him to perhaps Mr. Murozi, are you there?
Yes.
Muzorozi. Sorry for mispronouncing your surname. So, Mr. Muzorozi, do you think that Do you agree with Mr. Stephen that, you know, there should be a little bit of some shift, and then we focus too mainly on Cholocho, and sometimes we ditch, you know, Toko Mkosi? What do you think about that?
I think it is a fiction of his own imagination. I think he's exaggerating too much about we are now playing into tribal issues. I think that the most important issue is that both Toko Mkosi and the Toko Mkosi and Cholocho issue must be first declared a national disaster. Mm-hmm. And we must also talk about the national development and also talk about our government as saying the government is lacking disaster preparedness. The government doesn't have the policy in place in case of this disaster. So people who think that otherwise we are being neglected because the disaster is occurring in Matevele Land. We think that the disaster, the Toko Mkosi disaster is being given a better treatment. I think there is nothing like that. All cases, the Toko Mkosi and the Cholocho debacle, they are all national disasters. I think what is important for now for the citizens is to call upon the government to at least come to the people. We have to engage with the government. We have to tell the government that these people, these people need their dignity. Imagine a parent is sleeping in one tent with his or her own children. There is no privacy. The dignity of the parent, both at Toko Mkosi and Cholocho, their dignity has been eroded by this situation. Mm. I think we must also talk to the government, engage the government, talking about the health issues. The diseases are going to multiply due to poor shelter, due to dirty water. I think that is the best we can do. We must take this issue collectively, both the Cholocho people and the Chingwizi people, and move on to engage the government of the day so that they can give us answers, and also engage the corporate world so that if they can chip in with the help, they can help the people.
Mm, thank you very much, Mr. Muzorozi. And apparently, Mr. Stephen comes from Chiredzi. Mr. Stephen, are you happy with what Mr. Muzorozi was saying? I think Mr. Stephen has dropped his line.
Regatende kunemwe mutereri mukoma Mike ku South Africa. Makadi mukoma Mike.
Zvipo makadi mukoma Blessing.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuona sei matambudziko ari kuwirwa nevanhu vakawirwa nedambudziko remafasha memvura. Kune iyo yekutoke mukosi. Kune Cholocho tisakanganwo vamwe vari kumuzara bani.
Ya tanga ndakuku dhaba pane zvakota kwana mukoma vataura nechindevere vanga vaita kuti vekunhangirikini vekutoke mukosi vanenge vari kuwana nhangirikini first preference kupfuura vamwe vese. Ya izvozvo ndiri kuzviona ndakambozvitaura futi before kuti nhangirikini vanhu vekutoke mukosi vauda sekunge ndiwo vega vanhu variko vakavirwa nedambudziko kupfuura vamwe vese. But tikatarisa kuti kunhangirikini Cholocho kune dambudziko rakafanana iroro, kutoke mukosi the same thing. But kana zvichitaurwa zvinoita sekunge kutoke mukosi ndiko kune problem chete. And tikatarisa futi pamavhiki asopfuura ndofunga paane kungosemana pakaenda convoy yemaministers kunhangirikini kucholocho ishuwa vanga vari 9 or something handiavi kuziva ipapo. But from there hatina kuzwa outcome ya vakati vari kuenda kundoasesa. But from there hatina kuzozva kuti zvavakaasesa zvacho vakazobudanire kuti chii, kuti vanhu vanobatsirwa sei.
Chavari kutaura vari kuti iwo hurumende haina mari, nekudaro vanhu vanofanira kuenda kune nzvimbo itsva mari yozotera.
Ihurumende ipi iyo? Because hurumende ipi haitrustike ka
Aiwa ipapo panenge paita dambudziko. Asi tichitarisa nyaya yekumasvingo nekucholocho. Kumasvingo vamwe vari kutiwo kune vanhu vakati wandei vanopfuura ivo 20,000. Tichitarisa kucholocho ndekuzara bani vanhu variko vanenge vakati vashoma varoda kubatsirwa. Asi tisingadei kuti ava ndo vanofanira kubatsirwa ava vafanira kubatsirwa. I think zvataurwawo nevamwe ndezvekuti navamuzorodzi vari kuti ivo tikadaro tinenge tarwisana tega. Asi inofanira kuitwa ndechekuti hurumende ione kuti yaisa homwe parutivi yekubatsira munhu angave ari kucholocho kwamutare kupi nekupi.
Sizvozvo vanhu vanofanana kunyange kune 1 million kune 300 whatever kana ridambudziko riri kumunhu wese vanofanangobatsirwa zvakafanana. Kana iri mari vanofanangopiwa mari inoenderana nenhangirikini nemadhameges akaitwa nezvinhu zvavanga vainazvo nekuwanda kunokwacho zvekuti vanhu vangani miriyoni ka vanhu havatatu kabati kana vaine problem ka problem ingori kumunhu wese hurumende inofanira kuti inhangirikine ipe vanhu mari vandovaka dzimwe dzimba kwavari kuenda kwada kungoti chingosimuka pavari ipapo uende kuunoenda unoiteiko hapana toileti hakuna chikoro hapana imba yekuti unosvika unogara unogara pai. And why do I must move about? Shut up, very papers. Who made it?
To not end as groom go on my grip in the Chirong watching.
All right, let's end on in the pumpkin.
To not end, Gibbs.
Yeah, again, let's say, oh, Reverend, full some cool, Baba Tube, was relevant to us, Kulumerlap, Ungatini, and Kulukuyang about. But to Kayan Zani, Ogunang, Kulyang Ali, Yamtokum Kosi. So Kotagel, Ocholo, Kumbula footed to Beuti. Kulama patamandla kumbe ngithi isiphathamandla sikahulumende ezafika khona ngale tsholotsho kodwa ke akuphumanga lutho akuthi tethembi njana khonapho.
Iyabonga leli thuba. Ngithanda futhi ukubonga abalaleli ngibonge futhi lalaba abacontributayo ngibona ingani sebekhulile kakhulu ekunanzeleleni izinto nxa izinto zingaqhubeka zinanzelelwa ngale indlela kumbe lazo iziphathamandla lezo osuke wazithinta wena ngaphambilini ukuthi kule ziphathamandla ezake zafika etsholotsho nxa zingananzelela njengalaba abantu abakhulumayo khathesi lapha ngithemba ukuthi izinto zingahamba kahle ngoba nxa sikhangela singumuntu yes kungaba ngabantu abaningi of course abawele lohlupho kungaba ngabantu abalutshwane kodwa bonke uhlupho lwangkhona lubizwa kuthiwa luhlupho luyafanana singakhangela uhlupho lolusibili seluyimvama elizweni lakithi ezimbabwe aluqalisi kathesi kathesi selulokhu luqasa luqasa kodwa seluneminyaka nje luhlupha olwamafulazi lolu especially yemtsholotsho ngiyakhumbula eminyakeni emilutshwane edluleni kade ngigijima leyayo em sike sakhela abantu abayi-44 izindlu ngileyayo kule minyaka edluleyo betshaywe ngamafulathi kuqakathekile ukuthi khona i-government ifake imali eceleni ukwenzela ukuthi nxa sekuthe kwaba lo hlupho olunje kweneliseke phela ukuthi khona abantu laba besizakale ngoba sisakhuluma kathesi inazelele phela ukuthi ifike usiphi isikhathi izulu line kakhulu umqando lawo futhi uza kuba mkhulu njalo umqando usuqalisile usuqalisile umqando laba bantu asikwazi ukuthi basusela ngaphi besiya ngaphi labantwana ngaphansi kwamatende wona lawo abakiwo bayakuthi ukwakha nedinga izigodo bedinga utshani njengetholotshokamulajani madoda njalo lapha bedinga ukudla amasimu abo athathwa ngamanzi abalakudla abantu laba ngoba bona laba abancedisayo bayaphelelwa yimali bayadinwa bephelelwe yimali begcine sebengasakwazi abantu abantu ukuthi khona bazasizakala kanjani ngoba akulasikhwama vele esiqondane nabantu abawelwe ingozi yamaflats eZimbabwe. Ikwesile ngizama ukuthi ngikutsho kakhulu ukuthi kona i-government nasibili kakhulu iyathatha amanyathelo ukuthi kube lesikhwama se-disaster. Kungaba ngcono sibili kakhulu. Asingakhuluma sikwazi ukuthi sikhangelele ngathi.
Ye, zakuzwa kakhulu ke Dube khona ngapho ubambe ucingo ungayikhatshana. Blessing, what Mr. Dube is saying that the government should set aside some money, you know, to help flood victims. He says at the end of the day, right now, people are out in the cold. So it's not known what they are going to do. So government needs to have that kind of fund. You know?
Let's bring in Dr. Bonde. Dr. Bonde, we understand that instead of giving the people more food and medicines, the government has instead deployed more security personnel, the police and the army. What is your take on this?
You know, whenever we have problems in Zimbabwe, security personnel are not absent in the sense of ring-fencing the problem so that people can't get access easily, people can't get support easily. And I think that, you know, those resources should be better used. We are not a country at war, and we are a country who has experienced some major natural disasters. And what we need more is the deployment of health personnel and the mobilization of resources and material. In as far as security forces, that is not a move which allows people to be in an environment where there is no fear and no intimidation. So apart from being a flood victim, being your home being swept away, being displaced with your family, being in a stressful condition, now you have to deal with seeing security forces, you know, on a daily basis, and I think that adds more psychological trauma than, you know, and it's inconsiderate for Jesse Bears to make such a move.
Thank you, Dr. Bonde. Tinemwe muteriri mofela magadi.
Ndinofara makasimbera
kuno. Aiwa tiripo muri kuona sei matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhu vakawirwa nematambudziko remafashamu emvura.
Zvinonzwisa tii? Vakatarisa nguva yamhuri idzodzo dziri kutransitcamp kubva chiitwe chichaitika unonyasi kubva waona kuti zveshuwa vanhu vanongovimbiswa zvemanyepo nguva nenguva. Our resident minister, basket, I answered that the majority basket was Rizerenema. Now, I'm not already going to talk about money. Now, Tanga Mani Tramway, it was reset or Taka Tabuto Pizza Baker. And this is not Tanga Maisa Zimbus, Mwesa Mpura. Then one was on the Jismuka Mende Mono Vaka. No one was the Ibai Pasna Papa Tamsi, Papa Mishinopinda, Nemamata, because no better.
Mofel and Rauti Mumboram, Muriparunari, Chad Zoka, Zakari, Kwamuri, Rambe Makabata, and Euphonianu, and also Reverend Dube, Mr. Mzorodzi, and Dr. Bonde, please do stay on the line. We'll be back in a bit. And of course, our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk on the internet. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube. Stay tuned.
Kwangwa program Mahonika Talal, Banyaba Kuldanadaru Naganakananyan.
The Voice of America!